Wilo Lili Nishmas, Leo Bas Chaim Yechiel, Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu, and David ben Menachem Munush. We're in Perek Pea, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches, second to last Mishnah in the Masechta. Misha Yeshlo Masayim Zuz, Lo Yito Leket Shecha Upeo Maser Ani. The Mishnah here defines the person that is considered, is not considered poor, and therefore he has no right to collect Leket Shecha and Pei and Maser Ani. Right? What's considered a person who's at the poverty level? So Mishnah says that's like this: a person who has 200 zuz for the year to cover the cost of food and clothing for an entire year. 200 zuz is actually the same value as the ksuba, as the ikr ksuba, the primary ksuba of a woman. So it sounds like that's what she needs. We assume that she'll be remarried within a year. But upon divorce or the husband becoming deceased, so she has at least support for a year, 200 zuz. Same thing here, person who has 200 zuz, he's not allowed to take leket shecha and peya and maser ani because he's not considered poor. So that's the halacha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues and says the following: how about if you have less? So let's say you had only 199 zuz. Dinar and zuz are the same. So a person has 200 minus 1. So it says, so how much can we give him? It sounds like he should only be able to collect one dinar, and now he's no longer at the poverty level. So the Mishnah says, no. Afilu elef nosnim lo ka'achas harezayito. Even if 1,000 zuz are given to him simultaneously or all at the same time, then he's allowed to take. What does it mean? If once you have less than 200 zuz, so you now, you're below the established poverty level, you're allowed to take anything. So 1,000 people want to give you as many gifts as you like, huh? And now you're going to have way more than 200 zuz. No problem with that at all. There is an opinion that says that actually this is only true if it's actually the people are giving to you really all at once. If you're giving to all at once, so then it's okay. But to say that you're able to have, that you're allowed to accept multiple gifts from several people who are giving, leket shecha and pei, et cetera, over a few minutes or a couple of hours, so maybe that would not be allowed. An interesting thing is, let's say you have a person we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, someone who's traveling through. So someone who's traveling through different towns. So let's say he's traveling, he left his home because he needs to make some money or whatever it may be. And now he's traveling. So officially he's an ani. He has 199 dinar, doesn't have enough. So halach is, we remember, people traveling through, you're allowed to support them. You have to give them food and whatever it is that they need. So he's considered a poor person. So the Mordechai actually says that such a person is allowed to collect in whatever city he's in. He's traveling around for a month in many different cities. This is also considered ke'achas, all at once. As strange as that is, he's going from town to town. You would think that once he hits one town and they give him enough money that now he's over the 200 ziz mark, then maybe there shouldn't be a problem. So it sounds like from here it sounds like once he hits 200 ziz, it should be a problem to collect anything more. And Mordechai believes if he's still on this traveling trip, still on this trip, he's allowed to collect as much as people are willing to give him in leket shecha peya maser ani. Mishnah continues. Let's say a person has assets, but the assets that he has are actually they're reserved for, he has money, he has valuables, whatever it may be, and there's a mashkon, literally means they're pledged as security to pay back a particular chov, a debt that he owes, or the ksuva of his wife. So it says the Mishnah, harezeito. He's allowed to take leket shecha peya maser ani. He's considered poor, even though if we take these assets that are mortgaged, so to speak, take these assets that are part of this debt he actually has, but because they're mortgaged to this debt or to the ksuba, he's considered poor. When we assess his value, we don't take these into account at all. Mishnah concludes, ein mechayvin oso limkor es beso ves kalei tashmisho. We do not require a person in order to reach this level of 200 zuz, so he's no longer a pauper, we don't obligate him to sell his house or his utensils, clay tashmisho. So no problem. You want to calculate per person's assets. So let's see, he's short 200 zuz. So okay, he has things in the house. So, thanks for the table. He has silverware, plates and cups and things like that. He does not have to sell them. Let's say he has very expensive cups. That's also not so. You don't have to take, the fact that he has plates, you know, silver or whatever it may be. There's no need for him to sell those. In order now, they would have enough money in order to ascend from this level of poverty. Not necessary. These are essentials. His house as well. And he's allowed to take the gifts that are given to the poor. Perek, Ches, Mishnah, Tes. Mishnah Yeshlo Chamishim Zuz. He has only 50 zuz. Now, 50 zuz is less than 200. So maybe he should be poor. And he'd be able to collect from Leket Shechon Peah. Not true. Says the Mishnah, if he has 50 zuz, v'hu no seven no sein bahem, and he does maso matan, he's able to do business with them. This person has like a business acumen. The person is capable of investing. He knows what he's doing. So such a person, we equate, the Chachamim would equate, if I have 50 zuz of this capital that he's able to work with a business mind, he is no longer eligible for the matnos aniyim, because 50 zuz of someone who knows how to invest is equal to 200 zuz of someone who does not. Mishnah, very important mussar the Mishnah is teaching us. A person who doesn't need to collect matnos aniyim, but he collects it anyway, meaning he says has no right, he's not privileged to collect them, he's not at that level to collect them, and he does so. So the halacha is that he's not going to leave the world until a point where he's going to become needy for others. That's the midah k'neged midah. The chomi shet tzarech litol, the eino notel, a person who needs to take, he's required to take, he's capable of taking, he has the right to take because he actually is a pauper. Eino meis min azikna, and he doesn't take. Eino meis min azikna, achi farnes acher mishelo. He's not going to die from old age until others will be sustained from him, meaning he's going to be rewarded. He's going to have, before he passes away, even before, he's going to have at some point in his life, later in his life, he's going to have enough parnasa that he'll be able to sustain other people. Why? This is a tremendous reward. Here's someone who's halachically capable of taking matnos aniyim, but he doesn't do so. Right, we say, blessed is a person, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, who trusts in Hashem and for whom Hashem is his trust. Now, this is an interesting halacha. Here we're praising a person who is allowed to take matnos aniyim. He's struggling financially, and he doesn't do so. And he doesn't take anyway. So this actually fits into an interesting comment of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Asei Shabbat Chachov al titzterech labrios. We discussed how many meals we're supposed to have on a typical day. We say two meals. Let's say a person would need to take tzedakah in order to afford a third meal on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, better that Shabbos be like a weekday and not take tzedakah, even though officially you would have the right to do so. So this is as a similar idea. The problem is that there is a statement of Chazal that actually disagrees with it. Yerushalmi actually quotes a brisa that actually condemns a person who needs charity but is not willing to take it. Such a person should not be praised at all. To deprive yourself when you're not supposed to. Now you become even more needy. So how do we resolve this? So the Mefarshim explain like this. You have different types of people. You have a person who's elderly, who's sick, who's incapable of making a living at all. So such a person is not praised for not taking anything. He's going to die. He's going to starve. But a person who officially has under 200 zuz and he has the right to take, or under 50 zuz, he's a businessman. So it's under that he's also allowed to take. And he says, no, I'm not going to take. I'm going to try to work hard and try to make a living on my own. Such a person is praiseworthy. Mishnah continues, V'chein dayon shedon din emes lamito. Same thing is true when it comes to someone, a judge who's able to judge in a true fashion. He's very, very careful with his judgment. Such a person, we're talking about someone who's doing, who's judging honestly, not for any payment at all, just simply because not motivated, but there's no ulterior motive here, simply because I want to be honest, I want to judge properly. That's my Torah mandate. So such a person is also rewarded. Such a person is, we would say, is who relies on Hashem. So he's also praiseworthy. Another person, a punishment, another musr. A person who's not lame. He's not blind. A lame chiger may be lame in one leg, piseach v'lo piseach, lame in two legs, according to some. V'ose atzmo kachan, but he makes himself look lame. He makes himself look blind. He makes himself look pathetic and so needy and disabled in front of those in front of whom he wants to collect money. You know he's going to get more money. Now he deceives those who are going to benefit him. So Eino Meis Ben Azikna, he's not going to die before he becomes like one of those people. He's going to come lame. He's going to become blind. Shnei Amar, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof. What does it mean, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof? So Tzedek is like Stucca. So what does it mean you should pursue Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof? It means you should pursue Stucca justly in a Tzedek manner. So a person who's pursuing stucca in a deceptive manner, so a manner such a person should be punished. And any judge who takes bribes and because of that he perverts justice, eino meis min azikna ad she'enav kahos. He's not going to die from old age until his eyes become blind. He's going to be punished for that. Shnei Amar, v'shocha lo sikach, should not take bribes, ki ha'shocha ya'aver pikchim v'gomer, right? V'salef t'vei tzadikim, it blinds those who are capable of seeing, so his eyes are going to become weakened because of the taking of bribes. Mazel tov, slik masechas peyach.